Oh, hey. Sorry to sneak out on you again. I just couldn't sleep. And you always look so adorable and peaceful. I didn't want to wake you. Why the roof? I'm not sure, to be honest. It's just such a peaceful place to sit. I probably won't wake you sitting here, but I'm still really close, you know? Just one window and a climb. Well, for a spry, athletic kitsune, of course. For humans, having to go and find a ladder every time they need to get on top of something. Do you remember when we found this spot? I love thinking about that day. You were so upset. You didn't raise your voice. You weren't angry with me. You were sweet, like always. But I could tell. You were so worried I'd gotten us lost. And when I confessed that I'd been leading us in circles because I loved our walk, you should have seen your face. But the way you reacted, you got so close to me. Kissed me and said, "Look, that's adorable and all, but please don't ever make me think I'm lost in the woods ever again." Oh, so firm, and yet so pleading. Entirely at my mercy. And I may have forgotten that you don't see as well in the dark as I do. And then you looked up and just fell silent. The stars had come out, and we found ourselves in this little clearing. And then we both just felt it. The calm. And just when I thought that that moment couldn't get any nicer, you wrapped your arms around me and kissed me again. And murmured that there would never be any need for tricks because you weren't going anywhere. And of course, 2 weeks later you led me back here and the foundation of our home was already built. I couldn't believe it. It was the sweetest thing I'd ever seen. Until you got down on one knee, of course. And since then, I've been the luckiest girl in the world. I'm sorry. It's just hard to think of that story without thinking of what came next. You know? Oh my god, no! Not the sex we had. Though it was pretty impressive. I'm surprised we didn't tear down those foundations. Well, I guess we just tested them pretty properly that day. But, no, I meant the reaction of the village. We thought everyone had started getting used to us dating. But then we started planning for a wedding and they just... God, they nearly rioted. Have you ever seen them that upset? You'd think we had told them we were planning to lay waste to the village and burn their crops. All of our friends and family turned out to be so small-minded. You can't seriously mingle with humans. I figured you guys were just having fun. It's time to be a real now and end it. Don't marry a human. Think of how the kids will look. The nerve. As if we're some kind of experiment. I'm still sorry about your parents, though. Mine were rude. Yours were heartbroken. They thought I was gonna kidnap you. I get that they're just sad you chose a life with me, because you'll always have to defend yourself. They want it to be easier for you. But what's the point? What is the point if I can't be with the person I love? My eyes are all tearing up. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't be crying like this. I'm so, so happy living here with you. And they don't exactly love us, but moving to the forest outside the village just seemed to calm them a bit. Even if we did have to improvise our ceremony a little. Here we are. We have our home. This lovely clearing is all ours. No one can take anything away from us. Especially not this view. Look at those stars. Hey. Do you ever think about our future? Where we're going? What? No. Don't be worried. I adore you. Nothing will ever change that. It's just, we have such a wonderful life. It's hard not to look forward, you know? I never thought I'd be married to a mortal. Especially a human. They show us the worst of you when we learn, and never mention how amazing you can be. But I met you. And I couldn't deny it. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Not a single thing. Lately, I've just been thinking about how I never would have guessed being here as a kid. Except I did always imagine myself finding a mate I was truly happy with. Happy and healthy. I also always imagined having kids. I know, that's a lot to just mention, especially in the middle of the night. It's just been on my mind. I've always wanted kids. But then meeting you and finding out people around us disapproved. It's been a lot. We made it through. Together. Like I always knew we would. And now, recently, I've had more space to think. I guess I'm at the point where I'm comfortable enough to actually think about what I would like. And, well, kids has been coming up a lot. Just thinking about you and me. Raising kids together. Playing with them. Teaching them right from wrong. Showing them the beauty of everything around us. Gods, that's how I fell in love with you. I'd been around for so, so long, but with you, it was like you pointed out beauty in the world that I couldn't even see. Of course I showed you my side of the world, too. The way your eyes would go all wide when I made a portal or showed you a new realm. I'd do anything for that smile. It's just so perfect being with you and spending time with you. I can only imagine how wonderful it would be to add more people to that, you know? And I just know that you would be an amazing father. Really? You're not freaked out? I've been thinking about it for a while now, but I didn't want to scare you off. Oh, I know. I know nothing could scare you away, but still, I was worried. Losing you would just... I don't think I could recover. I love you so much. Look at me, I'm a mess. My tails are curling around you. No. Don't touch them. You know what that does to me. That's right. Two can play at that game. I know just where to nibble at your neck. Not so fun. No. Ooh, oh, that, hey, that's unfair. Ooh, just grabbing my ass like that and pulling me onto you. Your hands on my ass always get me so meaty. Familiar feeling when you start working your hand down my waist, over my thighs, and then rub me like that through my clothes. You know how crazy it drives me. I want your hands on me now, not this fabric. Slide your hand inside my panties, please. I love your fingers between my folds. Teasing them apart. You always know how to make me squirm. It's like your hands were made for me. Slip it inside. Just like that. My clit. Your thumb. But you're not the only one who knows just what to do. Just like that. Your cock is already waiting for my hands. I love your cock so damn much. It feels so warm already. It's like I can feel your pulse through it. Stroking it through your trousers is already so intense. Just makes me think of how it'll feel when you're inside me. So deep. Thrusting and pushing take more of me. I'm yours. Every inch. And I want you to take me. We could start, you know. The litter. It could happen today. Lay down for me. I need to show your cock exactly how much I love it. Scoot. There we go. All free and eager. And so mine. Remember what I said the first time you saw it? No, after the shock. This cub deserves proper attention. And I stand by it. This isn't a cock to just quickly suck to an orgasm. This is a cock to suck slowly. Carefully. A door. And bring it to a throbbing head. It's twitching for me. Your face. It makes me want to devour you. That face of complete and total bliss. How could anyone stay calm? All of you, just like this, I need to feel you in my throat. This is what I'm for. To worship this gorgeous cock. I could feel it, even when we met. This is who I'm meant to be with. This is what I'm meant to do. Work this perfect cock with my mouth. Every day. Don't come. Whatever you do, hold on. Just a little more for me. Your load is a much more important place to be today. You know how much I love to swallow it, but I need you to breathe me. I'm so hungry for you. Yes, right now. I want you. I want to have your kids. Please. Please take me completely and mark me as yours with a letter. No protection, just completely yours. Breed me, please. Fuck. I'm so dripping wet at the thought. Feel that. I'm pressing your head at the entrance. I haven't even pushed down and it's already parting me a little. That's how ready I am for you. I need you to breathe me. Please. Grabbing my waist. Fuck. You're so... lips are moving on their own. Writing you like this. It's my favorite. Buck into me. More. More. I love you so much. Like I can feel everything. Like that, please. Harder. No, you're pumping into me so deep. My nails in your chest. You love it so much. I can see the perfect mixture of pain and pleasure. I couldn't stop if I wanted to. My body doesn't really obey me. When we're making love, it's just yours. I'm all yours. Take me, all of me. Pump that last little bit of me. I guess you all really wanted that. I don't think I've ever felt you fill me up that much. We should roll over. So it doesn't leak out right away. I've never felt this close to you. I felt close. I've always felt it was you, but this is so much more. You think it'll take? I'm so excited. Oh, and if it doesn't, I'll just have to try again. You like that, huh? Yeah, me too. This is amazing. we can keep trying until I'm full and swollen with you. And our darling kids are on the way. I hope they take after you.
What do you mean? So do you. Oh, a lot to handle. I'll show you a lot to handle.
Thank you for always being exactly who I hope you'll be. The wonderful person I fell in love with. I love you too. I'm too tired to crawl back down to the house. Let's just